We are joined by Tammy Ressler.
Hi.
Say hello. Meredith Fierke.
Hello.
And Jessica Prill.
Hi.
Oh, except hang on. Try that one more time.
Hi.
There it is. You three are the hosts. This is not news to you, but it's maybe news to other people. You three are the hosts of The Naked Artist.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Sir.
Yes.
Let it be known, everyone in this studio right now is wearing clothes.
All the time.
Yeah,
for
yes.
now.
Yeah, well.
But it is warm in here, so.
It is. You never know. So, The Naked Artist has it debuted in January. Yeah. You guys have had a couple of shows on. And I try to explain what The Naked Artist is by saying, well, they are three women who are all artists, and they talk about life through an artist's lens. But I don't know if that's exactly how you guys would...
I think you just wrote our tagline.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Gosh, we've been struggling with that one since the beginning.
We should have come to you first, Rich.
What was it? What was the impetus for wanting to do a show in the first place?
Well, we started getting together, the three of us, and we would just laugh and talk about like what was going on in our lives. And mm-hmm. I know everyone thinks they're the funniest person.
But Tammy actually
but Tammy,
is.
Tammy actually is. But yeah, so we would just have great conversations. And it's just also these meetings would help me to kind of propel myself forward mm-hmm. to do more and explore more and be accountable to other people and in conversation. And so that's kind of where it spurred, where okay. it started, for me anyway. Yeah, mm-hmm. let you guys...
Well, and every time we get together to talk, we would be like, oh my gosh, we should be recording this. And during the studio art tour last year, we mm-hmm. were having one of those conversations while you were sitting at the table.
I was.
And we were like, oh my gosh, we should have a podcast. And he's like, want to do it?
Yeah, and I was like,
and
really?
We were kind of like, no, but okay.
I was actually...
So you're actually the reason.
Well, I got to say, I was surprised, though, that you guys took me up on it.
Really?
I'm very pleased that you did.
Why were you surprised?
Because at least one of you is not... someone that puts themselves out into the public eye very often.
I'm winking at Rich.
Despite the fact that you are a performer. Yeah. And I hoped, but I didn't know for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I find us very relaxing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in a way that like...
Unless we're trying to coordinate to get somewhere on time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But I mean, like when I was saying before the show that when I was driving here, I was listening to the radio and it was kind of upsetting me and I was getting crabby and stuff. But then I show up and I'm like with my friends and I feel better and it makes me feel like, okay, you know, you can do this and you can, you know, get on with it and stuff like that. So I think for me, when you ask why we decided to do this, it was like I felt like we had something to offer.
You do.
And so we can bring this same kind of joie de vivre
Whoa.
That we have.
Wow. I was told there would be no French. Okay, so the three of you are artists, but you sort of work in different milieus.
Very different mediums.
Mediums, exactly. Mm-hmm. Tammy, tell us about your work.
So, well, I would say I'm a ceramic artist because I don't necessarily just do pots.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say one of the nicest things that has ever been said, besides Jessica telling me one of the first times that we became friends, was she wanted to kiss my brain when she was like at my gallery
wow.
show. But was that someone said, when I look at your work, I can always tell it's yours.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. And so I thought that was really nice. And that, I think, is one of the things that I aspire to, is to be my own voice. But so I do pottery. I am also doing printmaking right now. And I'm actually looking to get more into screen printing and printing just because I have some issues with my hands. And so for me, I need to do something that is a little less... carpal tunnel-y.
Okay. No, well, but there's that.
You know.
Yeah, I get that. All right. Meredith.
Yeah.
Many people know you as a musician and to talk
I would
bit
agree
about
with that.
Yes.
So I think first and foremost, yes, I'm a mm-hmm. musician. I play guitar and a little bit of piano. Most of my music is based around songwriting and mm-hmm. the lyrics. And then an extension of that is I do like music videos and graphic design work for a job and website stuff. So kind of a couple
She's
different
the
mediums.
Techie of the
I'm the like by protest techie. So,
all right, you put music on hiatus for a little while. Is that a good way to?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. So for the past, I'm going to say 9 years, I've been kind of slowing the music down and just being introspective and figuring out, oh, is this something that I really want to be pursuing? And the answer ultimately always was yes, but it was just kind of what is the approach?
Yeah.
How do I do this so it fits into my life in a way that makes sense? And that's, interestingly enough, one of the things that we talk about a lot is, you know, how do you do this? How
in
do you be an artist?
In the shifting sands of the world as well. Like, you can't really depend on
Just one thing.
Yeah.
How do you stay afloat and keep your passion and not get burned out?
Yeah.
All of those things.
Yeah.
So.
And Jessica.
Yes.
You are a busy, busy lady.
I am a busy lady. Mm-hmm.
You got a lot going on. What's tell us about all the things.
All the things. So I am a jewelry artist as my artistic ventures and an entrepreneur. So I have a couple of brick and mortar businesses as well. Good Day Coffee and Fleur de Lis Gallery. What I want to do is be an artist. And the challenges of putting that front and center just for someone that doesn't decide to do all the things all the time.
Right.
So just the life, art, work, family balance is my kind of focus for the show. I don't know if we've gotten that far in portraying things yet as we are. Building the show while making the show.
That's kind of how we do.
Yeah, but that's exactly how I do. Like you were saying, it's kind of like off the cuff.
Yeah.
I do best on the fly.
Yep.
I think better on my feet.
Yep.
So that's my life. Just like all the time getting myself out of one fire into another fire. Right. And
I've always said I do my best work under pressure, which is why I have such massive anxiety issues. That's just how it works.
But you have anxiety without all the pressures anyway. So
All right. So when the three of you came to me and said, we want to do this, I kind of thought that I thought I was getting something do you guys know Smartless, the podcast?
Yeah,
Smartless with Jason Bateman and
Sean Hayes
and the guy whose name
Will
I can
Arnett.
Never Will Arnett.
Thank you,
thank you. Which is basically three actors who get together and really just pick on each other and crack jokes, but it's all through an actor's lens, and then they bring on a guest, and it's great. You guys aren't Smartless. You're actually better than that, I think.
I was going to say, they will be taking notes from us, I'm sure.
right.
They will be referencing us when they start.
But no, you guys seem to actually have more of a purpose with your show.
That's a very nice thing to say.
Well,
I have listened to that show, and I do appreciate that show very much.
That's great.
Because, you know, they talk about the process a lot, and they talk with different artists and actors, and their main focus is about acting, and, you know, their lives. And they're all three, like, brilliant comedians. So
yeah, they are.
You know, to be likened to that is...
As are the three of you.
Brilliant. Tammy, at least, has that one on.
I have a microphone set up in my garage, and I do little routines for my pretend audiences of all my crap in my garage. I set it all up in a circle around me.
You would be a great stand-up comic. I don't doubt that for a second.
Well, that's on my... I'm not. I can remember vividly one time when I worked at the Paradise, and I was standing on stage, and I was literally just like introducing a band or something. It was some kind of a thing. Anyways, it doesn't matter. But I'm standing there, and I had a glass of wine because my anxiety gets so high. And I could just feel the sweat in a stream just pouring down my back. Yeah. You know how, and you're like, the sole purpose of my underwear today is to collect the sweat. That is all that it needs to do today.
Hence the naked artist.
Yes, that is the naked artist. But yeah, I don't enjoy public
speaking
stuff. Yeah, no, I don't.
Why are you on the radio then?
Well, because nobody can see me.
Oh, okay. Well, there's that.
No, but like, okay, so I work at the theater, right? I work in the theater, and I work with a lot of people who really like to be on stage.
Yeah.
And I do, you know, costumes and props, and I work backstage, and I'm very happy doing that. I have zero interest in going on stage.
Yeah.
None. But I think it's wonderful to get people ready to go on stage, and I love watching them go. I don't really necessarily have the attention span to sit and watch stuff on stage, but if I'm working and I'm doing something, if I could sit and watch a play and do something else at the same time, I would.
Yeah. I don't think anyone in this room could just sit and do one thing.
It's very, very challenging. Yeah. I have self-diagnosed myself in the last year with ADD, but I have also, it's interesting because I read like stuff that I wrote a long time ago and I'm like, none of this is new. Like I've always been this way. Right. I've always had this frenetic, chaotic
Well, you know. ADD, by the way, is not something you develop later in life. It's with you from the beginning. So
I think it just wasn't, when I was a kid, it just wasn't a diagnosis.
Right.
Yeah. Like it just wasn't
Well, women didn't even get diagnosed with ADD until like the 90s. That was a man, a boy. Well, my brother got diagnosed and I didn't.
You guys were just you guys were just diagnosed with mania or something.
I was actually I was just told I was just told I was lazy.
Hysterical.
That I was too. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you diagnosed?
I was been diagnosed in my 30s, but when I was a kid, my brother got diagnosed and I was told that I was lazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
My mother used to call me the wild woman of Borneo. So you know.
I love that.
I was just always the bright boy who didn't apply himself.
Oh,
I was 50 years old when I finally got diagnosed.
Yeah, you just need to apply yourself. I would hear that a lot too.
Yeah. Anyway, but there's a tangent.
Right.
So, the naked artist.
Yes,
we keep going back to this.
Well, that's the whole point of the conversation. But the title of the show. Aside from being, you know, semi intriguing and provocative, what is the point of the title?
So I would say the point of the title is that when you are an artist, you're really having to put yourself out there and be extremely vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it can make you feel like you're standing naked on a stage. Mm-hmm. And so the show is really about not overcoming the vulnerabilities, but navigating the vulnerabilities, using the vulnerabilities as a superpower instead of a hindrance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seeing the world through that lens.
Yeah. Just like what you were saying in the beginning, how, you know, I don't really, or there was a long period where I didn't step outside of my box. this is a way for me to just really rip off the Band-Aid and just like what you were saying, you know, being nervous about playing, doing shows and introducing things. And like, that was me. And I don't think that's abnormal, but I think I'm, you know, for me, this is kind of like a very self-conscious thing that I'm doing to try and just be a better communicator and just be out there as myself, as Meredith.
And we have to hold her accountable because we talk about things that are going to be on her website and then you want to go see them on her website.
So I have to do the
things. She has to do the things. So all of this is really just to make her go out. Yeah. Both Tammy and I are just here to put you in the public eye.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I finally found my life's purpose.
Okay.
There it is.
Promote Meredith. Yes. No. Yeah, and I think that like being naked as an artist is like really being an artist is all about vulnerability because if you are not plumbing the depths of your own pain and putting them on display for people to see
and
then
judge.
What are you really doing?
Isn't it about very often speaking your truth, right? And not to put words in your mouth, but it's this is it. This is where I am. This is who
bare your soul in whatever medium and then let people decide if that's something they want to bring into their world.
Yeah. You just said something one day where we were talking kind of, and there were some people standing there, and I was like, "Ooh, they can hear us." And Jess says, "Well, they chose to stand there; they can move." And I'm like, "That is amazing!"
Yeah,
you know. So, you know, if people choose to stand next to you, and
yeah,
then that's great. If they choose to walk away, that's okay too.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's how you have to approach life as an artist. Yeah. Not that I'm an artist, but
you are an artist. I think communicating and putting yourself out there and your analysis, that is all artistic creative thinking.
Oh, no, I'm just really good at being vulnerable and I like to hear the sound of my own voice.
Well, we like that.
And lucky for you, so do other people.
Yes.
Thank God.
You have a good voice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. As do all three of you, which is why you're so good on the radio. The Naked Artist is on the second Monday of every month.
Unless
there's a sporting event.
In which case, you're on afterwards.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You can find The Naked Artist on kymnradio.net. You've done two shows to this point. Right now, if you want to find The Naked Artist, you have to go to our search bar and actually type in The Naked Artist, and your shows will come up. I promise you, you will have your own page on our website very soon.
Go ahead and crash the website right now by searching it so that he feels a little more motivation to get that done.
We can always use more hits. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you guys are part of this Monday night rotation that we've put together with Mrs. Moxie, are out in the open with the Moxies now, and you guys, and Geeking Out with Cy Kirby and Mandy Everhart, and then Will Healy and Rob Ryden do their On a Tangent show. And I'm just really, really, really excited to have the three of you
on
board.
And